In the name of Jesus, amen. In our gospel reading today, we get a little secret of Jesus. Jesus, in our gospel reading from Mark chapter 5, tells his followers not to tell anyone what he has done. In this case, just raised a girl from the dead. Don't tell anyone, Jesus says. And the irony is, here we are telling everyone here what Jesus has done. Jesus brings life even in death. So why this little command to secrecy from his followers? After all, Jesus tells us to go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing and teaching all that Jesus did, including this event. Why then in our reading today, don't tell anyone the command of Jesus? Well, to get there, it's good to go back in time to realize that in Jesus' day, right, there were no hospitals, there were no funeral homes. Many suffering and hopeless people had to help themselves. They had nowhere to turn. Jesus, when they heard he was coming to town, the healer was their only hope. Today we have hospitals, we have nurses and doctors, thankfully. And even so, right, with healing and treatments, many people still seek meaning and hope, especially in hospitals, I find. Jesus gives that hope and meaning. He wants us to have faith over fear. And in our gospel reading, we encounter two hopeless causes. The first is a hemorrhaging woman. The second is a dead girl. And in Jesus' day and culture, both conditioning, hemorrhaging, being dead, made both of these women unclean. Or literally, we could think of it this way, untouchable. Go away. Remember, there's no hospitals, there's no clinics, just Jesus. Both of these conditions are hopeless, totally hopeless. And we might think of our gospel reading today then as the gospel of lost causes. The gospel of lost causes. The first lost cause is a young woman at the point of death. Her father, Jairus, he runs the synagogue, he's the admin. He seeks out Jesus in desperation. My little daughter is at the point of death. Jesus, please help. And what parent or human being, right, doesn't have a pang in the heart when you hear that? A plea for mercy, not for himself, but for his daughter. Jairus' daughter is a lost cause. Her father has nowhere else to turn. And in humility, turns to Jesus. Our gospel reading today is that gospel of lost causes. And while Jesus is on his way, right, in the account to this lost cause of the daughter of Jairus, what happens? Another lost cause shows up. She suffered much. Mark makes the point. Been to doctors for 12 years, no relief. She spent everything, her life saving. She just got worse. And somehow she reaches out to Jesus in the crowd, and Jesus is there. Jesus Day, she's untouchable, but she finds a way through to touch Jesus. And she only gets the garment, that's all she gets, in the press of the crowd. And immediately, she's made well. All right, that should be the end of the story, right? We're better, we're good, walked out of the doctor's office. The lost cause is found better. She's healed. She can have a life again. But Jesus insists on knowing who did this. He's after more than physical healing for us. He wants more than that for us. He wants that, but he wants more. He wants faith. He wants trust. And so he turns around and asks, well, who touched me? And his disciples say, look, Jesus, you don't have to have a PhD in theology to realize there's tons of people around. But Jesus insists, and Mark tells us that he looked and looked and looked. Jesus came, right, to seek and to save the lost, each lost cause, to call by name one by one. And he looks around, and the woman now healed can feel that gaze. She comes forward. She kneels down. She tells Jesus, confesses the whole truth. And what does Jesus now call this woman, which in his day would have been disrespectful to do, but is actually totally respectful in faith? He calls this woman daughter. "Daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace. Be healed." You know, over the years as pastor, I've often been asked to go and visit those who are sick and suffering. And if I'm able, I always go or try and go or find someone to go, share God's word in moments of hopelessness, pray for healing and strength in a hospital and a clinic. Just like Jesus in our gospel reading today teaches, some people get well, some return to their normal lives. And I've noticed, right? Maybe they don't show up to church much. Maybe they seem to forget about Jesus altogether. Try not to be judgy about it. That's not my role, but something I've noticed. This gospel reading seems to put that in perspective about it. Others, they keep coming somehow. They keep seeking Jesus for help. I suppose all this, right, can make one cynical, but remember our gospel reading today is about lost causes. Lost causes like those who judge. Lost causes like those who get judged. In Jesus, there's no room for any of that, for cynicism. There's only grace and mercy for lost causes. And to press the point home, Jesus goes for another total lost cause. Our gospel reading of lost causes just gets more intense with loss. Jesus goes on, right after this lost cause, the woman in need, this daughter of God, Jesus gets word that Jairus' daughter is dead. "Don't trouble yourself anymore. She's literally now beyond a lost cause. Totally hopeless. There's really nothing you can do, Jesus." And Jesus says, right, the famous words, "Do not fear, only believe." Faith over fear. Fears like this are often rational. Our lives are fragile. The daughter is dead. Jesus wants faith over fear. Faith, which ultimately means dependence on God our Father. Faith and trust in God to deliver. And while fear might be rational, and oftentimes it is, faith is relational. Relational in relation to God. Jesus raises this lost cause, Jairus' daughter, from the dead. Jesus touches the woman in need, the outcast. And what does Jesus do here? A little great detail. Actually touches the dead, which would have made Jesus, a rabbi, totally unclean. But Jesus takes her by the hand and touches the dead and restores this daughter to life. What's the takeaway of all this, right? I think one, as Christians, as followers of Jesus, in spite of our tendency even sometimes to judge or give up, whatever it may be, we confess that no one is ever beyond hope. No one is a lost cause. Jesus seeks and saves two lost causes in our reading today, reaches out personally to both, a teaching for us never, ever to give up on anyone. Have you ever given up on someone? Just given up on them? "I'm not going to have anything to do with this person again." Who have we given up on? Who have we just written off? "Well, they deserve it." Jesus makes a point here twice. There are no lost causes. Repent, confess, believe. No one is a lost cause. And if we feel like a lost cause, repent, confess, believe. You matter to Jesus. He seeks and saves you and me. In our gospel reading today from Mark, Jesus tells his followers then not to tell anyone that he's just done this. Why this command then to secrecy, this lost cause? It's one thing to see a healing in a hospital. It's another thing entirely to have insight into the healing. Jesus wants more than sight. He actually wants insight. He wants insight of faith, that we would be insightful, that all of our healings point to Jesus. Point to Jesus, who will one day in faith, right, we believe, reach out and touch us when we are dead, raise us up to eternal life. We believe that. We confess it. It is our sure and certain hope. You know, fears have a rational basis. Faith is relational. It surpasses that reason. Faith is in relation to Jesus, who is with us always. In our gospel reading, Jesus tells them to tell no one because he wants insight into what he has done and insight into who he is. You see, in Mark's gospel, as you go along, The insight is Jesus himself will become the greatest lost cause of all. Jesus' followers will be overcome by rational fear. They will forsake him. One in Mark's gospel even runs away naked in shame. He's so afraid. Jesus will die alone on the cross. Total lost cause. He becomes untouchable, cursed on a tree, it says. He's ashamed. He's forsaken. He wants insight into this lost cause. Insight into this death. It's an open secret for all who have insight to see it. And when we see and know what Jesus does, how he heals, how he gives life for us, isn't there that open secret, a full truth, that all who believe in Jesus, lost causes, who call on the name of the lost cause of all, will have salvation, will always have hope. Insight who Jesus is and what he does, the lost cause for all lost causes. This Jesus, who like Jairus' daughter, is raised from the dead. He's the Son of God. He teaches his disciples to be dependent as daughters of faith, as sons of faith, on God our Heavenly Father. He teaches us each week to have faith over fear. Not just sight, but insight into our relationship as sons and daughters of God, only through faith in Jesus. We can think of it this way. How can we not only not have lost causes, but how can we be more dependent on God this week? How can we let God provide and deliver and be with us? After all, our gospel reading says it again. We believe, we confess the gospel of lost causes, where to seek is to find and to lose is to gain. Amen.